Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
With 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Jonathan and his friends celebrated his 19th birthday. After the cutting of the birthday cake, Kavita was looking for Jonathan, but he, Kimal and some others were doing drugs in a room. Sam told Kavita he knew where Jonathan was and took her to a room, locked the door and raped her. She immediately called Denzel. We now return to the party where Denzel and Kavita are on the phone.
Kavita, I was trying to call you back. Why are you crying?
Help me, Denzel.
What's going on?
I think I need to go to the hospital.
What happened? Something happened between you and Jonathan?
Have you seen him?
Yeah, he was looking for you.
I didn't see him.
What happened?
Sam.
Sam?
He told me he knew where Jonathan was.
Han?
He lied. He took me to the third floor and took me into one of the rooms and locked the door.
What?
He kept saying how he likes me and I am pretty. And I kept saying no and he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop.
Did he hurt you?
Denzel, please take me to the hospital. No.
Okay, I'll call a taxi right away.
Please, I'm feeling lightheaded.
All right. Hello, y'all got any cars? Right away, send one to the three-story house where they're having the party. Right away.
I kept saying no and he wouldn't stop. I said no and he wouldn't stop.
Okay, Kavita. Okay.
Good evening, I'm Dr. Ali Cock.
Good evening, Doc.
Hello, I'm Kavita.
Kavita, please tell me, how can I help?
My boyfriend's friend raped me.
Can you explain what happened?
Yes.
How old are you, Kavita?
17.
Thanks. The police are on their way because a crime has been committed. We will do the rape kit when they get here. Don't worry, you're in good hands. You're the friend who brought her?
Yes, I'm Denzel.
I kept saying no and he wouldn't stop.
It's not your fault, Kavita. Being sexually assaulted is never the fault of the victim. okay?
I need to call her parents.
Yes, please do that, Denzel.
Hello?
Hi, good night, Miss Marla.
Good night, Denzel. Why? You know that was what time?
It's after midnight. I apologize.
So why are you calling me so late?
It's about Kavita.
Oh, gosh! What happened?
Something happened to her at Jonathan's party. We're at the hospital.
What? What happened to Kavita? What happened to Shen?
I think you should get down here now and come with her dad.
Oh no.
Doctor, the police have to be here.
Yes, Kavita. You're not comfortable?
I'm just ashamed. I don't want anybody to know.
This is not your fault, okay? It is not your fault. Rape is never the fault of the victim. It is all on the rapist.
Why would he do this to me? Why?
Too many drugs and alcohol at that party. Way too much.
Okay, the police are here. Denzel, we're gonna ask you to step out while we conduct the rape kit assessment. And we're gonna ask one of Kavita's parents to come in since a guardian must be present. The nurse, police, and I will be present to see if there are any visible marks or signs.
Sure. Kavita, I'm right outside.
Okay, Denzel.
I'll look out for your parents.
Kavita, we have to conduct the rape kit assessment in the presence of the police and your parent. You're okay with that?
Just do what needs to be done.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Denzel! Where's Kavita? Is she okay?
I guess y'all finally come down from the high, huh?
What's going on? Where is she, buddy?
Did you talk to your friend, Sam?
I didn't even see Sam. What is happening with Kavita?
While you guys were getting high, Sam raped her.
What?
Yes.
Wait, Sam?
They have to do a rape kit assessment.
Sam did what to my girl? Nah, man, this is a joke, right?
She was looking for you. That's all she was doing all night. Looking for you.
Sam did what? You sure about what you're saying, Denzel?
You should have been protecting her from your rapist friends.
Oh, God, why? No, man, this can't be happening.
Denzel, Kimal, we got here as soon as possible. Where Kavita? Where she there? She all right?
Want to me pick me?
This is my fault. It's my fault.
You do something to me, Pitney, Jonathan? Me gonna kill you. What you do to she?
It wasn't me.
What happened?
Kavita is with the doctor and the police. They need one of you in there to do the rape kit assessment.
Rape?
Why? What real you say? What rape kit thing you talk about?
Kavita was raped at the party by one of Jonathan's friends.
Rape? I gonna kill you here, Jonathan.
It wasn't me, Mr. Ram.
Mommy?
It's okay, baby. It's okay, baby girl. Everything gonna be alright. It's okay.
Okay, now we've done the rape kit. We need to give Kavita a morning after pill to prevent pregnancy. We'll also give her an HIV and STI preventative medication called NPREP. Of course, she will be counseled.
NPEP? What's that?
NPEP is non-occupational post-exposure prophylaxis. It is used to prevent HIV infection after a person has been exposed to instances that can put them at risk like rape.
What is this? Who's this for me pick me now?
Doctor, this thing can protect you just in case the boy got HIV?
Yes, Mrs. Singh. NPEP is taken after sex without a condom or sharing a needle with someone who is HIV positive or doesn't know their status. Also in cases of sexual assault. And it must be taken within 72 hours of the incident.
Thank you, doctor.
Please, do whatever I got to do. When we find the little boy, me gonna kill him.
Mr. Ram, please don't do anything to get yourself in trouble. Let the police handle it.
The police better find him first.
Kavita will also have to be treated for any STI she may have contracted from the assault. Kavita, if you have any signs like burning, itching, and unusual discharge, let us know right away. A social worker will also counsel you.
Okay.
Kavita, you're okay with all that?
Yes.
I didn't know they won't have no big people at this party for watch over them picnic this. Drugs? Alcohol? Gosh, man!
Alright, Kavita, alright. Everything gonna be okay. Everything gonna be okay, baby girl, I promise you.
Kimol, where you been when your sister was getting raped at the party?
Dad,
you need to stop taking those drugs, Kimol. You couldn't even be there to protect your sister.
It was my party. Sam is my friend. I take all the blame for what happened to Kavita. I can't believe this.
You're right, it's your fault. And your father's a slack man. How he could left the country and left you alone for throw party with drugs and alcohol? And more so, you're not even 21. What foolishness is this?
I'm sorry.
Look, I know that everybody hurt and angry, but the focus right now should be on Kavita.
Can I see her? Please, I just want to see her.
No, you can't see she. And as far as I'm concerned, my daughter done with you.
Please, I just want to tell her I'm sorry.
And where is the Sam person now?
I don't know. I gave the police his address, and when I called his cell phone, he did not answer, and his parents said he's not at home.
Give me the address. And when we done sort out everything with Kavita at the hospital here, I go meet there.
Freddie, listen, you got to calm down. Don't do nothing stupid. Calm down.
How much mommy pity them must go through in this life, eh? How much?
All right, Freddie, all right. We all hurting.
I'm sorry.
Kimol, I need you to get off of them drugs, Kimol. You be getting high while your sister was being raped. Gosh, Kimol!
I gonna go back to therapy.
Somebody gonna pay for this. What happened to me picking here tonight? Somebody got to pay. I could get you anything, Kavita?
No, Daddy. I just want to go to sleep.
I can stay over here as long as you want me to.
You should go home to Anil and Mina, Mommy. I'll be fine.
No, Anil and Mina are okay. I want to be here with you.
Okay, but right now I just want to go to sleep.
Okay. If you need me, I'm right outside.
Me too.
Please close the bedroom door.
All right, Freddie, get a hold of yourself.
Marlo, as a father, I failed my children them.
We both could take blame for what happened to each children.
First, was me body right? Now this. Oh, me can look at myself as a father, eh?
I should have been there more when they were growing up. I care in my own guilt too.
Oh, is this too much?
Freddie, let me hope that they find this little boy soon. As parents, we really, really need to raise our children better. We got to support Kavita through all of this. She gonna need it all. I just hope that this don't send she in a downward spiral.
Hello?
Baby, I'm so sorry.
Jonathan?
Kavita? Baby, I didn't know Sam was the kind of person. We went to school together. He always seemed like a cool guy. I didn't know he would do something like this.
Where were you? I was looking for you.
I messed up. Me, Kimol, and Sam and a few other the guys were just... Kimol brought drugs to the party and... I'm so sorry, babe. It's my fault.
It's nobody's fault but Sam.
The police ain't find him yet. He probably drive and gone somewhere.
I hope they find him soon.
Baby, I will never forgive myself for this. Your dad called my dad. Daddy called me. He was so angry. Yo, I really messed up.
I feel like I'm in a dream, Jonathan.
We need to wake up, Kavita.
Except it's not a dream. It really happened to me. And I don't know how I'm going to get over this. I don't know how.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murondoy.